more dogs. Did they just come from lunch or something? Yeah. Let's try it again. Good afternoon, Bulldogs. There we go. All right. Glad to be with you for the fourth year. So I have to give homage to my employer behind me, Jim Ellis. We are the largest family-owned automotive group around the Atlanta perimeter. There's one more group that's larger than us by two stores, but they're public. We are family. So, being family, they allow me to come out and teach and go to schools. And watching you come in, just like I said for the previous years, compared to some of the other schools that I go to, I commend you. You got in, you shut your mouths, and you were ready to see what goes on. It doesn't happen at other schools. So I thank you and the faculty for that. So, I'm going to start. How many student athletes do we have in here? And if you don't play a sport, if you do gymnastics, if you do 4-H, if you do, that's still a student athlete. You should be proud of that title because you get an opportunity to not only learn from one of the better institutions in the state, but you wear that name across your chest when you are competing. I was fortunate to be a student athlete, and I was fortunate that I was All-State, All-American, had a chance to go to Wisconsin, Marquette, all on somebody else's money. But the thing about it, I didn't want to go to the pros. I just wanted to get through college because I had a vision of what I wanted to do. So if you're a student athlete, find a way where somebody's going to offer you some money. It's just so you can go to college. Now, if you have endeavors of going professional, God bless you. You go for it. Now, I say that to say this. I'm going to give you a handout, and if you were here last year, the year before, it's interactive. I give you the handout. I'll ask some people to read. But I want you to remember, at the end of this, I'm going to go through a quick little Q&A just to see who's paying attention. Can we agree to that? Can we agree to that? Yes. Okay. Now, the person that we're going to be looking at is also, take one, pass it down, is also a person that you're going to hear a whole lot of firsts about. So, since you have the handout, that should be pretty, ran short. How about passing all the way down? Once it gets down there, there should be some more going back over there. I know I made 100 copies. Doesn't look like there's 100 people in here, so we should be all right. But the gentleman that you're going to be learning about did a lot of firsts. So if you can read and pay attention to what's on there, you'll be pretty easy to remember and get maybe one of the gifts we have at the end for you. So, how many of you know that the Super Bowl is going to be here this coming Sunday? Excellent. How many people are going? Oh, not too many people are going? Okay. All right. How many people know something about professional football? Very good. Very good. What two teams are playing? Patriots and Rams. Rams come from where? Los Angeles. Patriots come from where? Somebody said New England. New England is a few states. Boston. They come from Boston. They just get the title New England. What Super Bowl is it? 53. I remember the very first Super Bowl. We didn't call it a Super Bowl. It was just a game. The first three actually were just games, and then eventually it built up to what you do see now. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, before we start the reading, how many of you got an idea of who the two quarterbacks are? Just by show of hand, young man in the back. Got to speak up. Yeah, speak up. And Tom Brady. Which one has the most experience? Tom Brady. Right? Who do you think is going to win? Quiet. Oh, I just did that for fun because everybody has their favorite. We should just enjoy a good contest. That's what we're hoping for. Now, the reason why I brought that up, we're going to go back to the beginning of the National Football League, and you're going to read some of it. But before we do that, I want to let you know, unless somebody in here already knows the answer, what were the first two teams to ever play a football game? Well, let me specify it louder. The first two teams, I didn't say professionally, who were the first two teams to ever play a football game? Young man.
Like Yale and Harvard?
Yale and Harvard. Good guess, wrong. But you're in the right area. Now, just to move it along because time is moving, the two teams were Rutgers out of New Jersey, and the College of New Jersey, which later became Princeton. So Princeton and Rutgers were the first ones in the 1860s to get together with this concept. Now, why am I saying that? What you're going to read about is a gentleman who did go to one of these Ivy schools because they were the powerhouses of that time. Now, it's Georgia and Alabama and Oklahoma, but in the beginning, it was the Yales, the Princetons, the Columbias. They were the ones that went to the Rose Bowl and did all of the fanfare. So, without me asking, who wants to read first? Boy, I love you. Got to speak up. Continue. Thank you. Next. Show of hands. You scare me when you all raise your hands at once. Yes.
Ford also was a permitted businessman with a consulting firm and a newspaper along with many. He died in 1986 and was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Now, he mispronounced one word. Well, before inducted.
Prominent.
Yep. Say again.
Prominent.
Prominent. What is prominent?
Gotta look at the context.
What is very well? Somebody said.
Well off.
Well off.
Important.
Okay. Now we're getting to it. Who wants to read next?